Chicago, it's no mystery that Chevy is your best bet for the unpredictable spring ahead. The snow and ice may be gone, but the spring plot thickens at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the true MO of SUVs. If you're thinking about taking all the twists and turns in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to see which one you can identify. And don't worry, they can't see you behind the glass. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to solve the case like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest Chevy dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 864 Seasons.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, what are you conflicted about today? Is this teed off or are you just conflicted? Do we have a conflicted song? Get conflicted, Rich.
Okay. I don't know if I'm teed off. I am feeling conflicted, though, about uniforms. So
Can I just have a quick aside? Because I don't know if I've mentioned this much today. If you don't know what teed off with TAC is, you can just get the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Say it again.
Audacy, I know.
Yeah, it's like Audi.
Okay. I was like, it's closer to Audacy than it is.
Odyssey?
Right, because Audacy, oh my God, I was listening to something the other day and somebody was like, you know, I got fired from my company and thank God, Audacy, all my podcasts are there. And I'm like, oh, we, and was like, nope, it's the other one.
the bad one.
Yeah, the stupid one that spells it right. Audacy with A-U-D, like audio, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You could go in there and find all of the old Teed Off with T-Acts.
You can.
And sing along with that song so you're ready for the next time.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, today is conflicted with T-Hack.
Yes, yes.
I don't feel great about something.
Yes, I feel conflicted about uniforms. Specifically
police, I think there's a, you need to see that, hi, I'm an officer of the law.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's, you need them, like,
sure.
Or like the firemen. It's like, oh, there's that guy with a hose. Oh, he's wearing the
medical. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, they're scrubs. I should ask him about this boil. Right. And not, you don't just walk up to anybody in the,
I mean,
in the hospital, go, does this look infected? And they're like, I'm just here for a head wound. Oh, I noticed you're bleeding profusely from your skull.
I'm conflicted about uniforms, specifically school uniforms, wearing them to schools. Now, Gen Z is bringing them back to the workplace, apparently. They're doing the Steve Jobs thing of just...
Okay, I am totally on board because you guys aren't on TikTok as much. I am...
Obsessed.
Yes.
You cried when it went away for 12 hours.
I didn't. It was 14, and I didn't.
Okay. Correct me on the time and prove that I'm wrong about everything.
But there was this trend where people were trying to figure out how to dress for the office job, and they called them like the work siren outfits, and it's like, because to be a siren, do you know what that is? The, yes. Like
like at sea,
yeah.
Where they
exactly.
Lure the ships, like, in, yes. Kind of thing,
yeah, so it's basically sexy outfits to wear to work, and they were so inappropriate, like deep V's.
Aren't you there to work?
Exactly. Tiny skirts, like, so inappropriate.
I mean, send them over. We'll take a look.
Tiag and I will do some sort of fashion show at lunch.
You guys are wearing them, right?
I'll wear a deep V right now.
And the short skirt and the long
damn
jacket.
Skippy, I don't have a problem with that. My legs are money.
Great.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tiag.
But that's why I'm in on uniforms.
So but if if there's workplace uniforms, who gets to choose them? Because if we're choosing them, it's a deep V in a skirt. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's the like, company.
Right. And if I'm in charge of the company.
If you were signing a contract, if you were agreeing to a job, like, hey, you have to follow that wardrobe.
How what do you is look it? In this deep V?
We don't actually really have a, what is it called? A wardrobe.
A dress here? Code?
Dress code.
Yeah.
We do sometimes. There is.
An employee handbook? We don't have that either.
We do. I've just never seen it. No, you're right. On radio, we don't. Now we're on video most days.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I remember when I came in for my interview, that was one of the questions I asked. Is there a dress code? And they looked at me like.
Because it's radio, bro.
Yeah.
And you wore a tie.
I did wear a tie.
You're such
a. It was an interview still.
No, I think that was good. For the record.
He did get the job, but not, I protested. Yes. I did.
Slacker cut my tie, but then I did get the job.
Seriously, I was like.
No, we went on air and made fun of you.
100%.
I know.
Oh, you heard it?
I heard it, yeah.
Schmidil went for this job too. Did he wear a tie?
He had the, you made fun of it as well, because it was like a knitted tie.
Oh yeah, he had the bad one. I thought he had the knit tie.
No.
Tiak didn't?
Mm-mm.
You had a real tie.
Yeah, probably a Van Heusen tie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, JCPenney special. Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember what shoes you wore?
Yeah, dress shoes.
Oh.
Just my black
you
dress
wore dress shoes
I
here?
I did. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's really surprising.
I know, it's tough. Because it's a job interview and you're supposed to dress up. I know, but I know it's radio. It's just, there's no winning combination. Because I thought
But if you were interviewing today, 2025, mm-hmm. you would not wear dress shoes.
No, I wouldn't now.
You have learned
yes.
that shoes, like Neo, would have never said two words to you, but you were wearing the right shoes that day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
like Knox. Mm-hmm. Would have said nothing, but it was like, cool kicks, bro. Like Bobby Bones gave you his shoes because you too were wearing cool
made
kicks.
So many connections based off the shoes. And now
our Carson from Boston.
Oh, yeah.
Another.
And not the lame one in our morning show. I'm just kidding, Carson. You're awesome. Go eat a Whopper. That's inside, but can I just take a quick?
Yeah.
If you follow Carson on any social media, you don't do this for me, you've never loved me.
Please.
Spam his ass right now with anything Burger King related.
Yes.
He's trying to not have a Burger King meal today, and I'm like, or anytime he's like, I haven't had that in like 15 years. You spam Carson from the morning show. Is it Carson on air?
I think it's Carson on the air.
Carson on the air. On Insta.
Mm-hmm.
Spam that MF-er. Spam him with Whopper pictures right
comments,
now.
All of it.
Just Whopper, Whopper, Whopper. Mm-hmm. It's just gah or chicken fries. Either one. You spam that SOB. I'm sorry. Back to uniforms.
So, yeah, Gen Z are bringing it back. They're doing the Steve Jobs thing where they're wearing the same thing every day at work specifically because they're like, it's work. Who cares? Like, I have my outfit and I'll just wear that. No one...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Leewood, it's time to turn heads, drop jaws, and feel unstoppable. Beaumont Health and Wellness brings you award-winning weight loss, hormone therapy, and advanced beauty treatments like body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Sign up for our weight loss shots and get your first week free. Plus, receive a free body composition analysis and a free B12 shot to fire up your metabolism. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Spots are limited. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at Beaumont Health KS.
you're like not really allowed to comment on people's clothes in the workplace anymore anyway. So kind of like, as long as they're clean, who cares if I wear the same thing every day? It makes it easier. And I've always felt this way because I went to a Catholic school my entire life. So I always wore uniforms.
And it's brilliant.
From preschool all the way to a graduated high school, I wore the same outfit every day.
I remember my son. I mean, he goes to Catholic school now, Jesuit school, whatever. But before that, it's like, should I wear this graphic tee or this? And it was like a point of labor. And now it's just like, it doesn't matter. It's Garanimals. Any color polo, any color chino, out the door. Any color polo, any color.
He gets to pick polos. We had it where it was like, you could pick the given white, navy blue, light blue, yellow. And they had the Mullen logo on them. It was like, those are your options.
Oh,
pick
one.
We had white, navy, and yellow. Those were the three.
That's it? Yeah. So you had to be those colors?
Yeah.
And I think he would accept that.
We hated it at first because we were the ones that ruined the other. Because we used to be like Noah, where it was just wear any polo and khakis.
Right.
My class ruined it. And so, oops. And we hated the switch, but then it was so nice. It was so nice.
There's something to be said coming, like, as the poor kid, like, I'm wearing tough skin jeans and Trax shoes, which was Kmart's brand. Mm. And then everyone else is in Levi's and Nikes. But it just evens the playing field.
Yeah.
We're all in khaki. None of us look good in it. It's like it's just one less thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I had a very up and down relationship when I was younger. It was kind of like, oh, I want to wear gym shorts. I want to wear cool jeans. I want to wear all that stuff. And then by the time you're in high school, you're like, I don't care. This is awesome. I don't have to think about it.
Correct.
And I've always felt that way. Like, yeah, uniforms. But now my son has started school. Mm-hmm. He goes to public school, so he's not wearing a uniform.
You want him to?
I kind of don't.
You do?
Because I see every day he likes picking out his outfits, and now I get that whole, like, it is a form of expressing yourself. It is of, like, you're learning how to present yourself without the given parameters of, like, you wear this, you look good.
But
wear
at
this.
School, it's like, maybe learn to express yourself with knowledge, not your clothes.
But what is more important in the long run?
Expressing yourself with knowledge, not the, okay.
Well, and I think it's, with school similar to work, I think it's important to kind of minimize, I don't want to say distractions, but like to have that dress code so you can focus on the important things
instead
in
of
that
focusing
time.
On me and my tough skins, because that's what kids did. Look at him, he can't even afford Levi's. Then they don't, there's nothing to talk about. We're all walking in. Yeah, maybe you're wearing Gap and I'm wearing Walmart, but we're all wearing, it's just a brown pant, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we all look terrible.
We just look, yes.
I guess. But that isn't, you're not learning. This is why I'm conflicted, because I think the uniform is the way to go. But on the other hand, you're not learning how to present yourself. There's certain ways, if you want to present this way, you want to look this way. Maybe you have a big presentation this way. You should dress that. Like, right. There's different nuances that you're not
Does
learning.
Does Leo have presentations? In-
well,
he's four. Well,
the Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.